Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest says we were created to be feared by the devil. Do you agree with that?
Yes.
Do you want to find out why and how and start doing it?
Yes.
I am so excited about this phrase. Which God gave you, we are made to be feared of the devil. I could just say that over and over and over again. How did you get that revelation?
I was actually praying one day, and the Lord spoke to me and said, I have made you to be feared. And I said, Lord, I don't want anybody to be afraid of me. I want to have friends. He said, no, you don't understand. I have made you to be feared. In the garden, when he said, I put enmity between the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent. And I put something inside of you that the devil fears you. And so he took me back into realizing when Lucifer was in the throne room of heaven and he was called a covering cherub, he was called the morning star. Jesus, the Son of God, was called the bright and morning star. He was there in the glory and the presence of God. He understands the power of that glory. God has put Himself into us, His own DNA. He's put His glory in us. And because of that, we have something on the inside that makes the enemy be fearful. But the next part of that, He says, we're also wonderfully made. That word wonder means to be full of wonder or exploration. That means that He's put in something inside of us so we should explore the greatness and explore all that God has for us and all that He's written about us. And it was written from the very beginning of time.
This will blow you out of the water. Tell me about the person that had bypass surgery.
Yeah, they had a quadruple bypass it was. And his father had arterial sclerosis. And they told him this bypass probably won't last more than 3 to 5 years. And because your father died of this, this could be fatal to you. And so his mind began to think that this is the way it is in my life. I'm just going to die from this. So I talked to him about changing the way that you think.
Your body wasn't made by God to deteriorate. You really set that thought in your body and it's begun to shut down.
So he began to think, these arteries are given by God. I bless these arteries. These are good arteries.
These arteries were given to me by God. I bless these arteries because they're good arteries. The blood flows through me.
Now that's the last thing in the natural he'd be saying.
Exactly, because he didn't feel that way.
Right.
And then when he went back to the doctor, he said, you've got to see this. I've heard about this in medical school, but I've never seen it one personally. He said, come here, let me show you. He showed him on the scan. He said,
this is the bypass I put in surgically. But your body grew a natural bypass around that one, and we don't know what to think about it.
It was God's hand. Hallelujah. Praise God.
What you're teaching is so significant, and so few Bible believers understand it. They're actually sabotaging themselves and their families. I heard you teaching about how we sabotage our children.
Right.
Explain.
Well, we tell them what we feel and not what their destiny is. We'll say to them, you're stupid, or you shouldn't have done that. Don't be like your brother. You're going to turn out to be like Johnny down the street. And so we put within them a thought in their mind, because thoughts can create pictures and pictures can create destiny. And so we've given them permission to go and be bad or go to act up, instead of telling them, you were made in the image of God. God had an imagination over you, and He has a destiny for you, and you can do anything that God has placed in your heart to do. I would say to him that you're smart, you're intelligent. It just needs to come up out of you. He has confirmed by the teacher and everybody else around him, you know, that he's not doing well. So when he hears that internal voice in there that says, I believe in you, especially from a parent, a person in authority does something for them.
Tell me about the drug addicts you were introduced
to. Wow, that's incredible. I was in Australia ministering, and before the meeting, I was there ministering on partnership with the Holy Spirit. And this young lady came up to me and she said, hi, my name is Jennifer and I'm a drug addict. I've never had anybody introduce themselves like
that. That reminds me though of, what is it, AA. They say, hello, I'm so-and-so and I'm an alcoholic.
Exactly.
Now, that may work in AA, but what you're doing, if you only understood the science of the brain, oy vey, but go ahead.
Well, I thought it was really strange, and so this meeting started. She sat right on the front seat in front of me, and it was an irritant to me. And I heard the Holy Spirit say to me, how long are you going to put up with this? And I thought, I don't know how long you've been putting up with it. And he said, I have sent you here to change the way she sees herself. So I went over there because I was a little bit irritated, and I didn't mean to be this loud with her, and got right up in the front, and I said,
who said you were an addict? You're giving yourself permission to fail and be an addict. You're a daughter of the Most High God. Now stop it.
I got an email from her 3 months later, and she said, I went home that night. For 24 years, I've used several times during the day. I didn't use any meth, any other drugs. The next day, I didn't use any. I started feeling better. It's been 3 months. And then she sent me another email, 6 months. And now recently, she says, I have enrolled in a Bible school, and I got my driver's license back, and I've been clean for an entire year.
This all just started by her, you adjusting the way she thought
right.
about herself.
Because she saw herself as a drug addict. And Proverbs says, as you think, so you become. And she was seeing herself in this way. And however you behold something, you become it. So she needed to get a picture of the way God saw her so she could become like what God was thinking about her, instead of saying, I've accepted the reality, I'm a drug addict, this is my destiny. But she had another injection of a thought saying, I don't have to be this way. In fact, I've been giving myself permission to be a failure at that.
This is your whole thesis statement. If you can transform your thoughts, you can transform your world. What did Jesus mean about the to take the kingdom of heaven by force?
Yeah, in Matthew 11, and sometimes people take that out of context, he's saying John the Baptist, there's none greater than anybody been born of a woman like John. And then he says, but anyone entered into the kingdom is greater than John. It's kind of like a backhanded compliment. But he said, the kingdom of God is experience violence, and the violent take it by force. And so the word violent, there's biazo, which doesn't mean militant, doesn't mean violent. It means to crowd out. So he said, if you're going to enter into the kingdom of God, that you're going to invite this king in, and when he comes in, he's going to crowd out everything that doesn't have his touch, his DNA. He's going to crowd out thoughts. He's going to crowd out your ideas. He's going to crowd out your opinions, your cursings, and he's going to set up his rule of thought, his rule of injecting into us, this is how I feel about you.
You know, even science is confirming what we're talking about right now, but this is higher than science. This is the highest in the world, and so few Bible believers understand this. Science says 75% of the illnesses that people deal with come from your thinking. Let's get your thinking right. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
A world-renowned leader in cellular biology and quantum physics discovered that stress produced by destructive cellular memories, which is the result of wrong beliefs, is what causes 75% of all modern illness and disease, physically, emotionally, and mentally. Carrie Kirkwood has received a revelation on how you can access the supernatural power of right thinking and transform your body, mind, soul, and spirit. Call now and get Carrie Kirkwood's book, The Power of Right Thinking, and his four-part audio CD teaching series, How to Control Your Thoughts. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9394. Through Carrie Kirkwood's powerful book and four-part audio CD teaching series, you will find out that your DNA was written by God in a heavenly book before you were ever conceived. Learn how you can tap into and fulfill God's destiny and purpose for your life. Understand how to renew your mind by agreeing with God's word and His promises for your life. Receive supernatural power of the Holy Spirit to begin aligning your thoughts moment by moment with God's. No longer be ruled by what others think of you. Detoxify your thinking, purging out destructive cellular memories, and experience the resetting and transformation of your mind, soul, spirit, and body. People who have sat under this teaching have been set free from sleep disorders and nightmares, improved their relationships with loved ones and others, understood how to agree with the flow of God's thoughts and reject the enemy's toxic thought patterns, been healed emotionally, mentally, and physically, entered into intimacy with God like never before. This series contains the keys for you to be able to release the prophetic power of God's thoughts over your life, your family, and your future.
Receive the destiny that God has put in that book before the foundation of this earth. Change your world. Operate in joy. Operate in peace. Control your thoughts, and you'll accomplish your destiny.
Don't miss out on getting Carrie Kirkwood's book, The Power of Right Thinking, and his four-part audio CD teaching series, How to Control Your Thoughts. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9394. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9394 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Even science is confirming that we must control our thoughts. The Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Explain.
Well, our mind affects so much of our body. In fact, we literally have 30,000 thoughts a day, and it's running through, and I don't know how they estimate.
Speaking of the mind, that's pretty mind-blowing. 30,000 thoughts a day. And how many are good and how many are bad?
Yeah, it's confusing. You got left brain, right brain, you're trying to figure out which side you're thinking of. And some people just find it really tormenting with that. In fact, in medical schools, they found out that 50% of the new first-year medical students end up having symptoms of the diseases that they've been studying. They've been reading about it, they think about it, and they pick up the symptoms because that's what they're thinking about.
I love this teaching you have of we are created to receive God's thoughts. Amplify on that.
Well, Psalms 139 says, His thoughts are towards us are so innumerable that who could count them? Psalms 40 says something else. The thoughts of the Lord are continually going towards us. God is bombarding our spirit with thoughts, and we need to pick those up. And once we understand what He's thinking about us, then whatever somebody else is thinking about us, rejection, you know, offenses, whatever, becomes so minuscule it doesn't have a place. It's crowded out because the thoughts of God are stronger. And so once we latch onto that and we begin to walk out what He's thinking about us, not what somebody else's expectations are, it really brings a whole life of peace, and it affects us physically. Our body responds to the thoughts of God. He created us, and our body responds, the creation responds to the Creator.
You talk about a book that God has, it was before we were conceived in our mother's womb, which has all His thoughts about us specifically, our destiny. Tell me about that book, and how can we find out about it so we don't miss it, we don't blow it?
Now, Psalms 139, right in there, where He talks about the thoughts, He said, that I have written all your DNA in that book. And just like the Lamb of God that was slain before the foundation of the world, there's things that happened before this world was in existence.
So wait a second. If he's written all of our DNA in that book, then I know he didn't write we were supposed to have bad DNA.
No.
So how did we get the corrupt DNA if his book says we're supposed to be wonderfully and fearfully made?
Well, when God created us, he said, it's good.
Right.
And so he didn't create us, said, well, that's bad, that's not so good, this is mediocre. So the DNA, it just doesn't mean he's marked down our chromosomes. It means here's your potentiality. It would be like God prophesying over you, a book of prophecy. I call it God's baby book for me. And so he's written things, and I don't want to stand before God one day and find out that I hadn't even gotten out of the introduction, and he had chapters and chapters of written about me, but because of fear and thoughts that I would fail and thoughts that I'm not worth it, not well in my own thinking, that I wouldn't get beyond that introduction to what God says. When God called me to teach in the Word, my first thought was, nobody in my family has ever done this. None of my background is this way. And so I had to decide, am I going to believe my past, and am I going to step into my destiny?
Tell me about the principle of reset. We have, first of all, tell me what a stronghold is.
Yeah, well, the Bible says, pulling down every stronghold and cast it down that exalts itself above the knowledge of God. The word stronghold, there's noema, which is the word for thoughts. So if you have a picture like of a fortress, he said, that we have created this fortress, this stronghold out of thoughts. No one likes me. No one cares about me. No one has ever loved me. And so I'm not worth anything. And as I think, so am I. So I've built this stronghold. And so nothing can get in and nothing can get out. And people become loners. They become, introverts because of that. Simply
that's not how
thoughts.
God, that's not how God made you. But that's what the world and the devil has made you. It's time for you to come out of that shell and be fearfully and wonderfully made. So you talk about reset. What does that mean?
Well, we know even in the natural that you can do something for 21 days and you can just detoxify your body and detoxify you spiritually as well. So for 21 days that if you would just make a journal of all of the thoughts I have that are negative against someone else or against myself, so on, and just make a note of that. And then I have some other thoughts that the Bible says about me that I'm going to do replacement therapy. I'm going to reject this thought and I'm going to replace this one on top of that. The Bible said when the enemy comes in, comma, like a flood, God raises a standard. It's not the enemy flooding. God wants to flood us with thoughts, wants to flood our mind with, this is what I feel about you. Here's your hope and your future. Jeremiah 29 says, I have thoughts for you, not of calamity, but of welfare, of a hope and a future. I just need to click onto what God's saying and replace that. And for 21 days, continually going over what God says about me.
What I'm finding is that's what science says. But when you're using the supernatural of God, the Word of God, which created everything in the first place, it can change everything and you can speed this whole cycle up.
That's right.
When we come back, Carrie's going to talk about, he has a special anointing for people that have sleep deprivation, but even those people that are fighting rejection, that are thinking the worst thoughts of what people are thinking about them. There is such hope for you. You don't have to deal with those strongholds. We'll talk about all that and a lot more when we come back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
If you love watching our It's Supernatural TV program, you can now watch hundreds of archive programs online, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on your computer, your smartphone, your iPad, or your favorite tablet.
ISN will be the vehicle to equip you to being normal, normal as defined by the Bible.
Just log on to sidroth.org/ISN.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
You know what Carrie does? He tells me he views negative thoughts as opponents. And you actually, in the morning, what do you do?
Well, Well, the Bible says that we take every thought captive, and that word captive means at the point of a spear, like an invasion. And Paul says, do not give the devil any ground or geography. It's literally, don't let him come and set on you. And so when I have negative thoughts, I literally have to see myself going at that and saying, you're trying to invade my territory. And so I reject that, and I don't meditate on it. I will not give it a second thought, and I reject it as something like poison to me.
You get on top of it before the devil can even throw his spear.
Exactly, exactly.
I like that.
Well, we should be in control of our own thoughts. I know people that say, well, let's go over here and eat. They say, no, I changed my mind. If we can change our mind about things like that, we can change our thoughts about things that are being corrupted to us.
Okay, tell me about this sleep deprivation. As I see reports, there are many people
that
have insomnia of some type, sleep apnea, all of these things. You have a supernatural anointing, but tell me basically what the problem is by your perception.
Well, sleep deprivation really starts messing with the mind. And when a person doesn't get good rest, then we start having paranoia. We start believing things that's not real. The enemy is much easier for him to come in and plant thoughts and ideas and that. And so we just see.
Not only that, we're supposed to hear from God when we're sleeping.
Exactly.
If we're not sleeping, we don't have the dreams.
Well, Psalm 16 says, while we're asleep, the Lord communes with us.
Right.
And so I see in a lot of places to where there's just sleep issues there. And so, but it's also that when people lay down at night, their mind is racing and running, they're replaying the thoughts of the day.
Yeah.
And so how you calm your thoughts is really an issue. How that you calm your mind and change your mind from the freeway to over here to a quiet little country road. And we can do that by taking charge of our own thoughts.
What would you say the goal of right thinking is?
It's to open ourselves up to where we can really hear what God has to say.
Can everyone hear what God
has
to say?
Yes, they can. Because He made us with the ability to receive from Him. But everything that crowds out, the busyness of the day, the fear of the world, everything that family has to deal with, the cares of life choke out the seed.
I would like you to pray whatever God shows you, but especially people that are paranoid and feel rejection and sleep deprivation.
Amen. All of you that are dealing with sleep apnea or that sense of night, you just can't restless at night, then I'm going to pray right now that when you lay down to sleep, that you can have the promise of what the Word of God says. He gives His beloved sleep. Sleep is a gift from God that you have to receive it. And some of you who you dread the evening, I dread night coming because I know I'm going to sit there and toss and turn and all of that. You tried pillows and everything else. Try this. Begin to consider and think about Jesus loves me with an unabandoned love, and He wants to come to me in my sleep and reset some things, and He wants to bring me an upgrade just like your cell phone. While you're sleeping, you're going to be upgraded. So let's pray right now. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, You've given us the right and the gift to receive sleep and to be recuperated every morning. You say your mercies are new every morning. I pray that the mornings become fully alive, that when they lay down at night to sleep, they'll not have torment, they'll not have nightmares, but You even give dreams to those that You want to say things to. And we break this cycle of sleep deprivation, and I speak over you right now that you will be filled with peace and lightheartedness when you lay down tonight in Jesus' name. And right now, you that fear the future, you that fear what's going to happen, you might have a fear over the economy, and the Holy Spirit is saying right to you that your hope and future is not in what man does or what happens in the economy, that your hope and future lies in God's gift to you and His eternal reward for you. So right now, in Jesus' name, I stand against that tormenting spirit of fear that brings to you thoughts of destruction, thoughts that you don't have enough, thoughts of failure, thoughts of rejection, that creates paranoia in your mind to make you think that other people are thinking something when they're not thinking that. I break that. I cut that off. I cut off that umbilical cord that has tied you to another thought, to another lesser God, and I break its hold, and I release the peace of God to rule and reign over you right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
for those that have repented of their sins and spoken with their mouth, they believe that Jesus has forgiven them and Jesus is their Lord and lives inside of you, you are made to be feared by the devil.
A world-renowned leader in cellular biology and quantum physics discovered that stress produced by destructive cellular memories, which is the result of wrong beliefs, is what causes 75% of all modern illness and disease. These destructive cellular memories occur as the result of physical stress from accidents, surgeries, abuse, fighting, emotional stress from heartache, fear, guilt, anger, being overwhelmed, mental stress from worry, low self-esteem, feeling unworthy. These cellular memories are crucial to the health of your body, physically, emotionally, and mentally. Carrie Kirkwood has received a revelation on how you can access the supernatural power of right thinking and transform your body, mind, soul, and spirit. Call now and get Carrie Kirkwood's book, The Power of Right Thinking, and his four-part audio CD teaching series, How to Control Your Thoughts. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9394. Through Carrie Kirkwood's powerful book and four-part audio CD teaching series, you will find out that your DNA was written by God in a heavenly book before you were ever conceived. Learn how you can tap into and fulfill God's destiny and purpose for your life. Understand how to renew your mind by agreeing with God's word and His promises for your life. Receive supernatural power of the Holy Spirit to begin aligning your thoughts moment by moment with God's. No longer be ruled by what others think of you. Detoxify your thinking, purging out destructive cellular memories, and experience the resetting and transformation of your mind, soul, spirit, and body.
Well, I begin to realize that most people, that the way that they thought was affecting their marriage, was affecting their relationships. People began to have paranoia. They started getting arthritic conditions. Bitterness began to come in. Husbands would think their wives were cheating on them, and wives thought their husbands were cheating on them. So when we don't come into agreement with the devil, he has no power over us.
People who have sat under this teaching have been set free from sleep disorders and nightmares, improved their relationships with loved ones and others, understood how to agree with the flow of God's thoughts and reject the enemy's toxic thought patterns, been healed emotionally, mentally, and physically, entered into intimacy with God like never before. This series contains the keys for you to be able to release the prophetic power of God's thoughts over your life, your family, and your future.
I can't wait for you to get the brand new book, The Power of Right Thinking, the four CD teaching series, How to Control Your Thoughts. I'm going to tell you something. If you can control your thoughts, if you can receive the destiny that God has put in that book before the foundation of this earth, you will change your world. You will operate in joy. You will operate in peace, and you'll accomplish your destiny.
Don't miss out on getting Carrie Kirkwood's book, The Power of Right Thinking, and his four-part audio CD teaching series, How to Control Your Thoughts. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9394. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9394 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural, my next guest says the power and the culture of the original Bible, it was hijacked by the translators. His case is very convincing.